This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHN, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chalmakili. One item soon to make its way through the legislative session is the bathroom bill. It's also known as the Alabama Privacy Act, and it's believed to target transgender people. Senator Phil Williams pre-filed the bill, and it requires that an attendant be stationed inside mixed-gender bathrooms. We talk more about that on this week's Magic City Marketplace. Ty West, editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, talks with WBHM's Gigi Duban about the potential impact on Alabama businesses.
Well, it's something that's definitely on the radar for economic development professionals in Alabama, many of which were probably happy that Alabama had stayed out of this kind of bathroom bill trend for the past couple of years when we've seen it create some challenges in other places, North Carolina most specifically. So we've talked to some site selectors, basically people who are economic development professionals around the country that help companies find where to locate. And they're telling us, yes, passing a bill like this could create some challenges for Alabama when it comes to recruiting businesses. In North Carolina, you saw the NBA All-Star game pull out. You saw some companies decide to pull North Carolina out of consideration for corporate headquarters. And they're saying the same type of things could happen in Alabama. Now, it really depends probably in terms of impact on the companies you're talking about. It's probably most likely going to impact companies who are brand name companies that are probably business to consumer companies, companies that are getting involved in social entrepreneurship.
Like a Target, for instance.
And I mean, we've seen the brand names like Target that have had, I guess, some run-ins with North Carolina over bills like this. So I think it's more of a brand and a perception problem. And some people might look at this and say, oh, well, that's Alabama. That's kind of what you expect. And that's what the site selectors say is the danger for Alabama is it kind of reinforces that negative stereotype that is held among some in the nation about just kind of how life is in Alabama. And I think that's the big concern. I think the other concern is if you look at the bill, the way it's worded, it says any entity that wishes to make its restrooms available to the public and they don't follow these guidelines could be subject to fines. I think that's kind of nebulous wording, leaves a little bit to the interpretation. Is this bill only limited to public institutions, or is it really any entity that makes the restroom public, for instance, a shopping mall or a retailer? That's not really clear in the reading of the bill, so I think that's a question that's going to have to be answered, because if it's a situation where all of a sudden restaurants that have mixed gender restroom policies are going to have to hire people to or transfer people around to be attendants in the restroom, I think that's an additional regulation that some businesses probably wouldn't be very happy with.
That's another employee you have to hire who presumably is going to stand in the bathroom and hand out paper towels to people?
Right. So it's something that's another layer of regulation. And we hear a lot about that in Alabama, about reducing regulations. But if this bill does, in fact, end up being, if it's ruled that it does apply to businesses, that's kind of a question that I think a lot of people would want to know the answer to. And I think it's a regulation that a lot of businesses really wouldn't want to deal with, because you're either going to have to hire somebody to do that or divert somebody from another role that they have at the retailer or at the company. So I think that's something to take a close look at, because it is another regulatory hurdle that a lot of businesses probably would not want to take on at this point.
To be clear, the legislation holds that there are fines that businesses can be hit with if they don't comply.
Right, $2,000 to up to $3,500. They could also be subject to lawsuits. So that's a lot of regulatory red tape that businesses these days. That's one thing we constantly hear on the street is, I'm just tired of dealing with increasing regulations. And you usually hear that complaint about the federal level. So this would be something at the state level that a lot of companies aren't that interested in taking on. I guess the question is Alabama's business community going to take a stand on the bill? Because at this point, we really haven't heard anything from the business leaders. Now, granted, the session just started, so that's not to be unexpected. We don't know how close this bill is to actually passing, but we haven't heard or had any businesses come out either taking a stand for or against the bill. So is this a battle they're willing to fight? I think that's going to be a storyline to watch as the session develops over the next few months.
That's Birmingham Business Journal editor Ty West speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. And since this segment was taped on Friday, Ty West has let us know that two groups have since opposed the transgender bathroom bill. The Business Council of Alabama and the Economic Development Partnership of Alabama have come out in opposition to the bathroom bill.